WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Sunday, y'all. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone, and it is 2023.
It's 2023, and it's so funny. Right before we started this show, I was like, man, I feel a little tired already. And then you were talking about you kind of had like a little bit of sinus drainage. I'm like, man, we are just really hitting it hard.
Yes, we're in it to win it for yeah. the year. But yeah. I mean, it's a new year.
Yeah.
It's still within the same academic year. Mm-hmm.
It is.
So let's not get it twisted. But, I haven't seen you since last year. So.
Yeah.
So what went down during your holiday break?
I'm trying to think. You know, it was kind of busy. I mean, I say this every single year that, you know, the break is like too short, but yet it's too long at the same time. It's like I feel like I'm ready to come back into a routine. But this time around, I felt like I had enough to do where I'm like really thankful for a 3-day weekend.
Yes.
Or it could mean because now that I'm older, things are just harder.
we'll try to be optimistic.
Sure, sure.
You know, I feel like I was seeing so much on the internet, just like these different memes about that week between Christmas and New Year's where you really have no concept of time
right.
or responsibility or structure to anything. And I think if you don't have stuff to do, you really can get in a slump.
You can, yeah. And I personally love warmer weather and sunshine because I love to be outside. I like to do yard work and I will create things to do just because, you know, whatever. Oh, I did buy a new couch, which was delivered Wednesday, and that's been super fun. You know, when you're adulting and you buy new furniture.
I was gonna say hashtag adulting.
Hashtag adulting, because it was like, okay, it's time. Couch is 10 years old. It's not comfortable. Bought a sectional. Super excited.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very cool. So that's kind of one thing that I did. What'd y'all do over the break?
You know, we tried to survive that bone-chilling cold.
Oh, that was awful.
It got like super cold, and it's like, what is this? I did not sign up for this.
No, not the South.
Yeah. No, that was, and I'm trying to think, because I know that happened around, the Christmas?
That was, like, right before, a couple of days right before Christmas, and we started to see the warmth a day or so after Christmas. It started to get up into, like, the 30s.
Yes.
Or 20s, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awful.
So much.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think if we did any kind of activities. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally just now took down our Christmas tree.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I'm normally pretty good about taking it down pretty soon after Christmas.
Yeah.
But I just let it linger. Honestly, I think because of the Christmas lights on the tree, I liked the ambiance
yeah.
that it was creating in the living room while
mm-hmm.
we were watching movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, where could I strategically put Christmas lights in our home?
I love that. Well, so I have some of those lights that are, like, battery powered. They're, like, little LED lights, and they're just, like, a string, like, 9 feet or
yeah.
even shorter. And I'm a plant person. I have a lot of plants in my house, so occasionally I'll jazz them up a little with just, like, a couple of lights just to add that ambiance. So maybe you could get you a start out with a plant. And are you a plant girl?
I would like to be.
Do they? You need the right kind of plant.
Yeah.
You need a water every other week kind of plant and put it in a window. You'll be fine. Palms are great. We could go on talking about plants. I love plants.
We might need to have
that would be
a
fun.
Plant show. Because isn't there like a store? Mm. There's something in town
yeah.
like a little plant.
I think there is.
I feel like that's a whole vibe right now.
I always find plants that require, you know, not a ton of care. I do well with plants. I don't do well with flowers. I always
sure.
have fully, like even in my office at work, I feel like I need plants just because it's a good vibe. I don't know if, I mean, we haven't talked about New Year's resolutions, but maybe this could be your New Year's resolution, like to get a plant, see if you can keep it alive for a whole year.
I think that, yes.
That could be kind of cool.
I am, the one thing that is, that I am trying to keep alive in my home, other than my spouse and children,
yeah.
we have a basil plant
Ooh.
On the windowsill, and I try to keep it alive so we have fresh basil
mm-hmm.
for our pasta and pizzas.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm experimenting with that, but I need to graduate to some other
yes.
more plants.
Yes.
But we are not talking about plants today, y'all. We are going to take a break, and when we get back, you'll find out what today's show is about. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney. On 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back and Happy New Year. Happy 2020. 23. Man, that's a lot of numbers. You're listening to Fit to Be Tie with Sheena and Whitney, and we're back. And we're talking about, like, high-end clothing during the break. And I was just talking about how, like, I think I'm going to have to buckle down or whatever and get some On Clouds because my husband got them. Everybody in Tuscaloosa wears them. They're super comfortable. They're expensive shoes. But I feel like I should treat myself and see what all the rave is about.
You know, I think that if part of your resolutions this year, and I know in some future upcoming shows, we're going to specifically hit hard on that, but I'm just going to go on all the tangents. This is a great segue into what I do want to bring up for this segment with an article that I found, Whitney, from the Cleveland Clinic, talking about some different health trends that should go viral in 2023. Mm-hmm. But one of the very last recommendations, and you probably saw this when I sent the article to you, and it was basically saying instead of focusing on, like, calling something self-care, embracing it as sprinkle of joy.
Yeah.
I really love the way they said that because I think we've talked about on the show before, self-care can sound like another to-do or something that's not fun or could sound elitist. I was talking to a coworker and she said there's a problem now with self-care where people are like, oh, I'm going to get my nails done or massage or whatever, and it sounds like very privileged. But I think this whole sprinkles of joy makes it sound more practical where it's like, just do a little something that kind of gives you the warm and fuzzy. So maybe your sprinkle of joy or shower of joy is On Clouds.
That's right.
I don't know.
You know, that's, I mean, I know we're kind of skipping around this list or whatever, but I did flip to it thinking about sprinkles of joy. And that is a really good thing to bring up because I don't know if it's just like us in Western culture of like, we always put a negative kind of connotation on taking care of ourselves. It's like, if you take care of yourself and you do these things, it's self-care and you're supposed to do these things to make yourself feel better, to have a great outlook on life, to just, you know, treat yourself a little bit. But then also it can also look down upon, like if you're spending money on yourself. I think especially like our moms out there, maybe even dads as well, like not wanting to really spend money on yourself because you feel like you should do it for your kids, or maybe you should, you know, donate to a charity, which you should do all those things. But I think that sometimes I like the sprinkles of joy. I think that's really, I don't know, that's good because I got a massage over the break. I forgot about this. I got a massage over the break. I don't typically do that, which for someone like me that I'm always moving my body and doing stuff, I do get knots and a lot of tension in my neck and things like that. And I actually kind of really tweaked my neck over, like, before Christmas break. I was like, I got to get a massage. And I felt a little guilty doing it. I felt like I shouldn't go spend, and it was a pretty expensive massage too. I was like, I don't think I should spend money to have somebody work on my body. But then when I talked to the therapist and she was working on me, she was like, oh, no, you don't understand. You need to do this once a month because, you know, you get tension, you get stress, you need to work on your muscles. And I was like, I mean, okay, you sold me.
I know, it's so tough because we are in this fine line of, you're kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't. Like, you're looked down upon if you don't take care of yourself, but then you're looked down upon
if you do.
So it's like, there's no winning. So embrace the sparkles and sprinkles of joy.
Let's change it to sparkles of joy. Yeah. I like sparkles because it should spark you and ignite you to feel good. Isn't that what it says? Say sparkles or sprinkles?
I think it says sprinkles, but I do like sparkles.
Yeah, I like sparkles.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thinking about some of the other things that were listed in this article, and again, you know, they have 10 different ones, and I feel like they were kind of all over the place.
Right.
One thing I specifically highlighted, Whitney, that I wanted to talk to you about is that recommendation number 2, and it says embrace exercise snacks. And so before I even really read the explanation, I legit was like, oh, they're encouraging more like pre and post workout snacks.
That's
like,
what I thought. Yeah.
And then when I read, oh, no, they're talking about, like, actual bits of physical activity that can feel more approachable. I was like, oh, I do like this. Let's make this a thing. So as a fitness professional, how do you feel about this recommendation?
I love it. And I actually do this myself. I do this a lot, probably because if I don't have a class I'm teaching, which I don't really ever call my workout because I have to focus on my participants, but I will do this all the time. If I'm at my desk and I'm kind of starting, my back's starting to hurt, I've probably mentioned this before on the show, or I'm uncomfortable, or I just feel that kind of like, ugh, I don't feel very good, I will immediately go upstairs and I will just start walking the track. And I I won't really put a parameter on it. I'll usually just put on, you know, my earphones and listen to a quick podcast or listen to some music, or sometimes not at all. I just say I'm just going to walk a mile. I think it's amazing because it boosts your energy. I think it creates healthy patterns. We can set aside specific exercise time, which I think is needed for some people. But honestly, exercise is just meant to decrease the risk of disease, and that's just moving your body. And it helps, I am a firm believer, of your mental state and exercise and that decreasing the risk of disease. When you have positive thoughts, a positive vibe, I think that is super beneficial. So, I mean, let's be real. People don't really have time to do like an hour-long workout anymore.
Yeah.
So just go like walk the track, or just do like a quick little, you know, 10 squats at your desk, 10 jumping jacks, 10 push-ups on your desk, and then repeat it 3 times. Get your heart rate up.
So you kind of answered the question I was going to ask you, but even though the term exercise snack should be self-explanatory,
Well, I was saying earlier, it kind of wasn't for me.
Explain to our listeners kind of what that looks like compared to a quote-unquote regular workout. So if you're thinking of an exercise snack, like what kind of time frame would somebody be thinking about? Because I feel like we probably have some listeners that are like, no. Like, I get like in the details, like, define this for me.
I would think the difference would be a workout snack is less formal, so it's your informal way of working out. This is just my opinion on it. And then your full workout is going to be a structured workout where you know you're keeping up with the amount of reps, repetitions, things like that. When I think of a quick snack workout, I think of maybe just set a timer, or maybe listen to a song and just create like a random pattern. You're not trying to necessarily reach a specific goal within that time. You're just doing it to move your body. So I always say pick exercises that you know you can quickly and easily do, functional movement, large muscle groups, compound movement. So a squat, a lunge, burpees, because people love burpees. You know, things that you can do without any equipment is usually, you know, what I would recommend for a little snack.
I like that.
Yeah.
I really, like, we need to make that a thing.
10 minutes.
Maybe it's because it marries, like, both of our topics as far as just the use of the word snack for me.
Yeah.
And then exercise with you. So I really loved that. And I know that, you know, we're about to have to take a break in just a little bit. But anything within this list, Whitney, that jumped out to you?
Well, okay. I do love skincare. And the very first one on the list was talking about try a toner for your face. And I don't necessarily like do these things myself, but I do have like my own like skincare routine. And I do think that it is important, not just, you know, to look your best, to take care of yourself, but I would say that, you know, in this particular article, it was a dermatologist that was talking about, you know, using a toner. And I think we've always thought about toners being like the things you buy of like Garnier Fruit Tease or some type of brand out there. But I think in the sense of what a dermatologist is talking about is ingredients for your face, kind of like what you put in your body. You want to put good things on your body.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. But I also think, Sheena, you can talk to this. Food is important for your skin and for your body. And so, I mean, even though it says try a toner, I don't know if I would necessarily like say, oh yeah, go try whatever toner they say. But I do think it's a reminder that summer's coming up. We should be wearing sunscreen. We should be eating correctly. And even exercise can boost your appearance and how you feel.
And you know, it's so crazy because even though it should be obvious that, you know, with our skin, it's not like like we just get one body.
You know?
And skin is something that is seen outwardly. Like, we want to take care of it in the sense that you can't just like, oh, let me go get a like whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it just, it's like, why not take care of it? And of course I'm saying that with, as someone who does not have the best skincare routine, but like when I think about a lot of my relatives, particularly my mother and my grandmother, and I don't know if it's part of the Chinese culture, like on that side of the family, but they're very particular about like their skincare products, and they're always like accessing a lot of skincare from other countries because I think there's like different regulations and different fun ingredients that are used.
Yeah,
and I think that was even one.
It was
the recommendation.
You're talking about like Asian beauty and like Korean culture, but I will say this as a white female on the Western side of the world. My biggest regret is using the tanning bed when I was younger.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I am better with my skin now. But just even the damage that I have, it's probably not really noticeable to like most people, but like it is noticeable to me. Like I wish I had cared about my skin like I care about it now. And just all you girls that are out there, spray tans would probably be the way to go. Or actually, sometimes you just look better with your own natural skin color.
Yeah.
So
that's I think that's a great soundbite.
Yeah.
To take a break on. I'm like, wait a second. Okay, you guys, we gotta take a break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney. I'm Whitney.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. This is our first Fit to Be Tied show for 2023, and we're kind of going in a different way. We're not really talking about like actual New Year's resolutions for ourselves, which I guess we could talk about that, but we found this really cool article. I don't even know where it's from. That's terrible. What a horrible job I'm doing co-hosting. I don't even know what information I'm talking about, but Cleveland Clinic. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And we're talking about kind of this list of possible trends for the new year, which I wonder how they got this list.
Yes. I know. I'm like, did they just, like, who are their experts?
Yeah.
How are they?
Are they just seeing, like, through social media, like, yeah, the trends? I don't know. But yes, it is interesting. I want to make up some trends. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to make up some.
Are you going to be a trendsetter or are you going to be an influencer?
I think so. Being an influencer would be really cool, especially on YouTube.
I feel like you would do such a good job.
I don't know what my thing could be.
Yeah, well, we'll have to think of your shtick.
My shtick?
Yeah, like we'll think of your niche, like your shtick.
Yeah.
But speaking of social media,
yes,
I know you and I both agreed during the break that we really love the recommendation about cleaning up your social media
feed. Right. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting because a while ago, I completely dropped Facebook. I was like, I'm over it. I let it go. And then I didn't have any social media. And then I started an Instagram probably like 2017 or 18. I can't honestly remember. And then I got really kind of just over it because I felt like what I was seeing was like polluting my mind. Not like it was bad stuff. It was just the sense of like I had to look at it. And it was like I couldn't do anything else. And so I, for one, would ask everybody to just take a week or 2 weeks or a month or something and just abstain from social media. I know that everything, I'm still alive. We talked about this.
Yes.
Like, we're still here. I'm still here and I don't do social media. I even tried Twitter because when Elon Musk bought Twitter, I was like, ooh, this is cool and fun. And so I was like, I'm going to do Twitter. But then I found myself like falling into that same like hole and I thought, ah, it's just not worth it. So, yeah, I mean, I think cleaning up your social media could be good. What do you think?
I agree. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking from someone who is on day two of a social media
and
fast.
How's that going?
I'm fine. Like, at first, it was really just, like, I kept noticing that behavior of, like, anytime I had, like, idle time, like, if I'm waiting on, like, a meeting to start or this, like, it was so autopilot for me to just, like, open it up and, mm-hmm, like, look. But then I've taken the little pictures of it off of my phone to click on.
Icons?
So, yeah. I was like, why is it so hard to adult today? But in this article, one thing that I really liked that they recommended that you ask yourself, like, as you're kind of going through, like, the accounts that you follow and you're, mm-hmm, wanting to quote-unquote clean up, ask yourself, what is this content contributing to my, mm-hmm, experience? Is, mm-hmm, it solely to keep me entertained? Is it teaching me new skills? Is it enhancing my mental health?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's damaging, mm-hmm, my mental health. And Whitney, I think you and I, we've talked about this before. This was several years ago. I noticed on Instagram one day, I was in the help section of Instagram, like going through the options for some reason, and they literally had a direct link to the National Eating Disorders website because they know that their platform is triggering in that people will see photos and they're very impressionable and, you know, comparison is a thief of joy, like, mm-hmm, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that I was like, dang,
yeah,
like, you're taking ownership right now and being like, yeah, we're still doing our stuff, but here's a link to a website.
Isn't that interesting? So to me, when it's that blatantly in your face, to me it shows you that it can be super detrimental. And this could be like a whole nother conversation, and I don't know if I should ever go down the rabbit hole on our radio show because it could take like 5 hours, but I don't know. It's a very, and I'm just going to say this, we live in a society of finding our own personal satisfaction for ourselves rather than helping and doing things for other or finding a higher power. We've now become the center. We are the center of our universe, unfortunately. Yes. And I think that that can be very detrimental. I don't think that social media is always a bad thing. I, for one, love YouTube. And YouTube is considered social media. The only downfall is it's now becoming a social media type of feed where they do shorts like TikTok, which I'm kind of not super happy about because I don't like TikTok. I think it's a mindless way for people to just, you know, not do anything. And it's just, I have my issues. Sorry, TikTok, but that's just how I feel. But I do think that it can have a very addictive, you know, part of your life and role. So anyway, I won't go down that rabbit hole, but I do think if you can clean up your social media, like maybe seeing what you follow and try to follow things that might be a little bit more like fun animals. I love that. When I had Instagram, I followed like funny animals and it was really entertaining. Yeah. So, but anyway, yes, definitely take a break before bed. Don't look at it. Uh-huh. Maybe when you're trying to engage with friends and talk, don't be on your phone. Maybe put it away. So, yeah.
I mean, it will literally, that will enhance your social skills mm-hmm. so much. Because people are so awkward about talking in person or on the phone.
Here's what's interesting, and then we can move on, because I will say this. One of my coworkers was talking about taking social media off their phone, and this was a person that I know that uses social media a lot. And I was like, well, how's it working? And she was like, I mean, it's fine. I'm doing okay. And I said, but have you noticed you have no use for your phone now? And she was like, I mean, besides email occasionally and maybe checking your bank account, what else are you going to use your phone for?
Yeah.
Nobody calls anybody anymore. You might text a few times, but social, if you look at your screen time will show that it is mostly social media. And what are you getting out of it?
Yep. Preach.
I'm telling you.
Preach. Oh, man.
Whitney for president.
I'm
just kidding. I don't want that job ever.
Okay. So, eating your adaptogens. You and I both thought that was really interesting. And so, you know, I think if you're hearing the term adaptogens for the first time, you know, really in the best terms, and I think the article says it this exact mm-hmm. way, these are active ingredients that are found in plant products that really help with our mental health. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of times mm-hmm. they are helping boost serotonin and other brain chemicals that really help us deal with stress and anxiety mm-hmm. and fatigue. And so when we think about just adding things to our diet, not even necessarily changing things up, but literally like sprinkling ingredients mm-hmm. of these things just to, again, get those health enhancing benefits from that plant. Why not do it?
Yeah. And what stuck out to me was eating dark chocolate mm-hmm. can improve your mood. I know dark chocolate's pretty bitter, and so a lot of people probably don't really like it. I think it's kind of like anything, you kind of get used to the flavor of it. It's, you know, you can get like the semi-sweet, but I like that one. I like dark chocolate. I like turmeric. That's one of the things that are on here. Mushroom coffee. Blends of mushroom. I don't know about that.
That might
be a little weird.
I've not heard of that one until I read this article and I was like, what the what?
Because people would put like, what is it? I think this is the beginning of the article, which I tried to do, which was like putting like your protein in your coffee. That just tastes weird to me. Like the cowboy coffee, but whatever. Yeah.
Just all the things.
All the things.
But no, if you do an internet search for adaptogens and mm-hmm. like ideas for food, like you'll get a ton of list of like different things about like how to enhance stuff. So like even with the turmeric, like adding mm-hmm. it to a smoothie or soup, like I love that they added that in there because you're also going to get some yummy flavor from that too. Or you could even be adding an amount that you're not even going to really taste it, mm-hmm. especially if you add it to your smoothie. So you're not going to know that that's going on. But one other topic that was recommended on here that you and I both like, and I know mm-hmm. we have a break coming up soon, was just really that general statement of really encouraging folks to focus on lifestyle and health mm-hmm. instead of rules and scales. Mm-hmm. I think when we focus on weight loss, like I am not anti-weight loss, like mm-hmm. hear me out here, but like when we think of like our health journey mm-hmm. being staked by weight loss, we do some weird A stuff.
Yeah.
But if we think about like health for our body mm-hmm. in general, we are probably going to be doing things that are more health enhancing, mm-hmm. not just a way to get the scale down.
It's weird too because as we all know, as Americans, as soon as Christmas was over, the very next day, it was weight loss commercials, it was food, it was diets. Like, that's just how it works. So I think you have to be, like, super careful, and this goes back to social media. You gotta be super careful, like, what's being put out there. Not that all of it's bad, but, like, you know, I was looking at it, it says, like, a particular eating style, like, plant-based. Because I've had people ask me before, like, I'm a vegetarian. I just enjoy being a vegetarian. This is just, I don't like meat. I love vegetables. I love everything else. And this is just how I choose to eat. And I've had people ask me before, they're like, I want to be a vegetarian and tell me what you eat. And I'm like, it's just different for everybody because of what's being put out there. It, you know, you notice that things are going to start to arise in the grocery store that are plant-based. It's just, you have to be careful of what you choose to do. And not that being a plant-based, having a plant-based diet is bad or anything, but it's just, it's kind of like keto. I mean, there's probably certain situations where someone needs to be on a keto diet, but does everybody need to be on a keto diet? It's just kind of weird, but...
No, it totally is. And, you know, again, like, if you are choosing to eat a certain way, like, ask yourself, like, is this relevant to my health history, like, my health goals, like, all that stuff, or am I doing it just to do it? But we won't talk about that anymore.
Getting Whitney on a tangent.
I know, we're like, we can get on all the soapboxes, but we're going to take another quick break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 Podcast.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied, and we've just been talking about 10 health trends that should go viral. I just realized that the article says that should go viral, and I'm going to say, hold up there, Cleveland Clinic. But I mean, yeah, no, these were pretty good. And we talked about taking care of your skin and, you know, making sure you eat healthy things. I will say this one, because we weren't really going to mention it, but I just thought, like, why not, before we, like, get into our next topic. One thing was talking about turning to, like, CBT. And is that CBD, or is, I'm confused. Oh, or is it more like melatonin and sleeping pills? I thought it was CBD. Maybe I'm confused.
Oh, CBT is a form of therapy.
Okay. Yes, I was thinking it was CBD. Yes, I was like your gummies?
it's something called cognitive behavioral therapy.
Gotcha.
So a lot of therapists use it. So, and that's good that we mentioned that on there, because I think we could have some listeners who, they are familiar with CBD products, and then they they might start seeing this CBT therapy trending for assistance, and then they're like, wait, is this a supplement? Like, what is this? And it's like, no, actually, it's a type of therapy.
Okay, so that's cool.
And that'll let folks know. But yeah. No, so I'm actually really glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, because literally when I was looking at the article, my first thought when I glanced and I saw CB was CBD, and then I also thought it was talking about, you know, people take it to sleep. I've tried it before. I couldn't really tell any difference or anything. But okay, anyway, yeah, do some research, guys. It sounds kind of cool.
Well, you know, we went through some of our favorites that were on that list, and hopefully maybe they will go viral. You know, again, Cleveland Clinic's like, that should go viral. So
yeah.
we'll watch 2023 and see what happens.
It'll be interesting.
Yes, it will. I don't know. Just there's so much that comes up. We might have to, like, look at social media to see what happens.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering, is if we say this now, maybe our very last show of the year, should we all be sitting in the same room, we should come back and look at, were these trends actual trends that happened?
I think we need to do that.
That'd be cool. Hold us to it.
Yes,
okay.
We should.
Yes.
Okay. So switching gears a little bit, again, you know, as we started thinking, like, hey, it's our first show of the year, we're kicking off the spring semester, we thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the events that are going to be happening with these welcome back weeks that that university programs has started to do. I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with our week of welcome events that we do in August when we officially start the new academic year. But with welcome back weeks, you know, just a fun, fresh way to kind of get everybody excited about the spring semester. Because for a lot of our students, I know you're thinking, like, oh, like, I got to go back to school.
Yeah.
And there's no football season. But you could also be thinking, too, did I miss my chance to get involved because I didn't get plugged in the fall? And that's not true. There's still a ton of stuff that goes on.
I think the fall is always a little stressful, especially if you're a freshman, because because first of all, you're coming to college for the first time, living on your own. Second of all, I'm not going to lie, we throw so many events at you that we're like, come do this, come do that. So it's hard to kind of try everything, and you're not going to be able to try everything. But selfishly for us in the Division of Student Life, I mean, we like to partner with all of our, you know, campus resources within our division so that we can provide these opportunities. I think it's cool that there is another chance to do it, because when you do welcome weeks, it's like you got to fit it all in at one time. But when you come back, you have a chance. You don't have anything to really do on the weekends anymore. You know, football is, I mean, we do more programming at the rec on the weekends just because I know people need something to do. But what are some of the events, Sheena? I'm kind of curious.
Well, one that I thought was really interesting. So they have this event that's going to be coming up this week. So Tuesday, January 17th. And I did not realize that this was a thing, but the event is called Keep It Up. Kind of play on words with UP, like university programs. But in the event description, it says January 17th is National Ditch Your Resolution Day.
Interesting.
And so what they are doing is university programs want you to quote unquote keep it up. So they will have coffee and sweet treats, and basically it's a session for you to create a vision board. So I was like,
that's cool,
pulling out the craft and like doing all that. So I thought that was really cool. Another one I wanted to talk to you about, because I wanted to see if you've ever heard of this before. They're doing a welcome back bash on Thursday the 19th.
Okay.
And it's in John England Hall, but it's, have you heard of this thing called Oxcord Wars by any chance?
No.
I had to look this
Oxcord, like you plug your phone up to Oxcord or iPod
and,
or whatever?
And music and stuff. So I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this a big deal? So when I started like all the things on Google, and it lined up with a description of the event, basically from the version I saw on the internet, like students participate and say you have like two DJs and then like two students like battle each other, where there's like a random like music genre and year that comes up. So each student like picks three songs that they think best represents that.
That's cool.
And they go
cool.
back and forth with the music to see what hypes up the audience the most.
I kind of love that, actually.
And so I'm like, I want to go to this, but apparently
it's kind of like Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, they do this thing at college campuses.
That's really cool.
Like, and so if you win, like you win really cool prizes.
Yeah.
And so like,
that's really neat.
Yeah. So I was like, I wish I was a student going to this. But anyways, I thought that was really interesting. So that was kind of the big event that they're doing with their Welcome Back Bash. And then, of course, we'll have our spring version of Get On Board Day. They're having a magic night with...
Wait. Magic as in, like, magicians?
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. With this guy named Trigg that apparently was on, like, America's Got Talent.
What? What night is this? Because I'm obsessed with this kind of stuff.
Thursday, January 26th at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.? That's a little late. Thursday, January 26th.
It's in the Student Center Theater. But
Shut up.
Feel like you and I have both geeked out about magic before. So
magic?
Like,
yes.
I was like, I gotta tell Whitney about
this. Which segue here, and this is not like a plug. It might kind of be a plug. But there, have you seen Chris Angel's show that is the Magic with the Stars? Where it's like Dancing with the Stars, but the stars have to learn how to do magic. And then Chris Angel and two other people have to judge them. It's like America's Got Talent.
No.
Yes. You need to record it. Because anyway, segue from the show. I'm sorry. Important, but yes. And Chris Angel is like 50 years old, and it's hilarious because he still has his look. But anyway, okay, so magic on January 26th at 8 p.m. at the Student Center.
Yes, I saw that, and I was like,
oh. I will say this, because it's not on the events page, but it should be soon. We are going to be having a rec fest at the rec center on that Wednesday. From 5 to 7 before the basketball game, we'll be doing some classes in the gym. There's some other cool challenges and things. We're going to have all of our sport programs out, so come to the rec. We'll have a fun things for you to do.
Man, there's so much going on.
I know.
Like, I think I was looking, there's also, they're going to be doing a Black Panther Wakanda Forever movie night on Friday the 27th, and then a Socks and Snugs Winter Crafts night on a Saturday night. Like, all the things. I'm like, I don't think university programs existed when we were an undergrad.
I don't think it did. I think there was probably one person that tried to create fun events, and Paige Acker, props to you and your team. Y'all do some really awesome stuff, but I'm kind of really into this Ox Wars, and I think also the magic show is pretty cool.
I might have to I don't know. We might have to go incognito to try to look.
Well, am I kidding?
You look like a student.
So you look like a student. Come on. Well, thank that you. Asian skin is flawless.
Maybe we'll have to hang out and go to the Oxford Magic Night. Anyways.
Oh, that's so great. Now, Sheena, I know we're coming up on a break here in a second. And I want to go ahead and ask you this question, and you can have some time to think about it before, you know, we close out our show. And I would like for our listeners to also think about it. You know, I always come up with a question. I don't really have a fun question. I'm just really leading this up to be something bigger than it really is. But I would like to think about, like, the thought of a New Year's resolution, like a concept. I don't want it to be like you're setting a New Year's resolution in place, but just something that in your mind, one or two things that you would like to work on in this year for yourself, that would impact you, but it would also impact others around you.
Okay. Ah. Yeah, we definitely need to go on a break. So I can think about that. So when we get back, folks, I will have an answer. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and me on 90.7
Blackstone. WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied, our very first show of the year. And Sheena, before the break, I was trying to come up with a really cool question. And now I have to re-say what that question was. But in light of, you know, 2023, the start of the new year, we don't really like to focus on like a New Year's resolution, but like maybe a concept of how to better yourself. And so my question was to think of one or two things that can be the same thing or two separate things that you want to impact yourself and make yourself a better person, but something that would also shine out to others, like that you could impact others. And like I said, it could be the same thing, or maybe it's two separate things.
No.
Have you thought of anything?
I think that that's a great question. At first, I was like, what is
it? I know. I don't even know where it came from. Magic.
But I do have something in mind, and I really, and it's not that I'm like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and just came up with it just now, but this really has been on my mind, has been to start participating in more volunteer / philanthropic opportunities again, including like serving at my church and all the things. Just because really since 2018, I had done a hard stop with that because I had kids, and then they were just, and they're still very time consuming, but they're at a stage now where it's easier for me to kind of go back to like dabble in like other things again. Because really, like leading up to having Sam in 2018, like I was like doing stuff with like this community organization, doing this stuff with my church and helping with this and this.
Yeah.
And then I literally like turned into a hermit and like went MIA. Once the children popped out, because like I couldn't do anything, and you know they're like scary trolls in public. It's like, you know, like the Gremlins movie where they look like the cute little, what I forgot what they're called, when they're like calm, but then they turn into like Gremlins like in public. So it's like I am stuck in my house, but now I'm like, because I get so much joy from serving other people, whether it is through a volunteer organization or my church. So that's like definitely something I'm committed to. So I'm excited about that.
I think that's good. And that doesn't have to be like a specific thing. I always like to do things that I feel led to do. And like, if I feel in the moment, because I think, and this is just how I feel, like sometimes when you do grow up in like a church, faith, religion, sometimes it's, you have to do this, this, and this. And I think we miss the mark sometimes. So I think if you can just go with what you are feeling in that moment, I think that's helpful. I think for me, I am a planner, to where I like plans and I like, you know, having a schedule and being organized, but I almost want to plan too far in advance. I think that's the culture of working in higher ed, is you plan for a semester.
Yeah.
But I do that with my own life. I think I'm going to stop looking out so far in the future.
I like that.
And the reason, and I think it can benefit, well, I know it can benefit my husband, because he would prefer to not have so many plans to have to do, because he's like, why are we thinking about this now when that's like 2 months away? So I think for me, I'm going to try to like, like, as my brother always says, and as one of his tattoos says, you know, surrender to the flow of, step back a little. Like, plan what you can for that day, but don't think too far in the future. I don't know what that's going to look like. I think it would help people, because it doesn't create angst in myself. So maybe I can be a better person just in general.
Yeah.
And then also, Yeah, it would just be better for my mental state, I think.
I like that.
I don't know.
I really like that a lot because, you know, as much as we talk about, like, mindfulness and being in the moment and being where your feet are,
yeah.
Like, I feel like you could, if you start thinking about it in that realm, too, or kind of within that theme, then that kind of, like, you're like, oh, this is on brand with me. Like,
yeah.
The second this works.
Speaking of that, and I'll leave y'all with this, and then we can totally close out, but... you know, I teach yoga and I was just thinking, oh, that's a great yoga thought. But I have a little information just to, you know, kind of help you along your journey if you're a guy or a girl practicing yoga. The term yogi is the male term for a practitioner. The female term is a yogini.
Yogini.
Yes.
I'm so, going to start calling you yogini.
Isn't that kind of cool?
I love that.
Anyway, I just felt like
okay.
I should know that.
Well, we've got a show on yogini.
Yogini.
Y'all have a fabulous week, a fabulous 2023, and we will catch you next time. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.